So you have your Healthy Happy Hour training guide printed out. It's in front of you. Let's open up the guide to page 2 and 3. We have our HHH, our Healthy Happy Hour, and now we have our PPP, which is our Push Play presentation. So page 2 and 3 represents a quick glance overview of what's going to be happening during your Healthy Happy Hour. Actually, before, during, and after your Healthy Happy Hour. So it's almost like the Open Me First simplified guidelines that you might get when you open up a computer. Now, we're not going to go into detail right now. We'll go into more detail later in the training. But what I want to do is just set the stage for you and understand that the first three items on the checklist, music, drinks, and tools, are what happens before your Healthy Happy Hour. It sets the mood to be casual, to be fun, to be upbeat, to be positive, and to show off the products correctly with the drinks that you make and the brochures that you have available. The next three things, the push play, the stories, and the enrollment forms, that's what's happening during your Healthy Happy Hour presentation. And importantly, you want to share with people not only the information that the company is providing, but why you're doing this, what your experience has been so far, and why you want them part of this with you. So you want to add your own personal experience and make it clear that you're motivated and part of this program, and you want them to be part of the program as well. So the information is important, but your story is going to help to engage people to be part of this program and to try their own 10-day transformation. The last three things, or actually number 7, 8, 9, are the next Healthy Happy Hours, the Fast Start Training, and the follow-up. That's how you maximize your results after the event. After the presentation, that's how you create duplication and success with the people that are there as well as some of the people that aren't there. And then the last piece is fun. It's just a constant reminder to love what you're doing, let people know why you're doing it, and once they understand that you're engaged and because of your relationship with them, they know that they trust you, that the information is going to be important for them, and the products are going to be important for them, and the story is going to be easy for them to communicate. So the training is about the content, but people are looking at you, not only looking at the content, but they're also asking themselves, is this something I'd want to do? So if you share with people how nervous you are, how hard it was, how difficult it is to make all this stuff and to clean up, nobody's going to want to do it. But if it just everything is together and the music is playing and you're having fun and you're sharing some videos and telling some jokes and sharing some stories, and suddenly the next thing you know, people are really amazed at what they've seen, what they've heard, and how excited you are, they're going to want to be part of it, and they're going to think it's going to be easy to do their own Healthy Happy Hour.